The Rangers looking for the sweep of the Nationals. Austin Bibbins-Dirks on the hill for Texas going up against Max Scherzer. We pick it up 1-0 Nats in the third. Shin-Soo Chu at the dish facing Scherzer.
And this one hit well out to center field. Taylor on the run. He looks up. It is gone! The solo shot ties the game. And number 2,000 in his young career. And he gets a weakly hit ground ball to seven. 17 in a row. The breaking ball bounced to first base. And Bibbins-Dirks through the seventh.
The pitch to Elvis. And it gets away from the catcher. Here comes the Shields breaking for the plate. The throw, the dive. He's safe. And the Rangers lead.
The 2-1. The bouncer, third base. Profar is in. Chu will jog home. A two-run triple. And the Rangers lead it 4-1.
The Rangers take it 5-1, sweeping the Nationals. Elvis Andrews extends his hitting streak to 15 games. Austin Bibbins-Dirks gets the win, allowing one run in seven innings. He retires 19 straight at one point. As for Scherzer, he notches his 2,000th career strikeout. He's the third fastest by innings to reach that plateau, behind only Pedro Martinez and Randy Johnson. The Rangers sweep away the Nationals. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after the game.
Very gutsy performance by Austin. Going against the premier pitcher in Major League Baseball and Max Scherzer, knowing that really going to limit any chances that this lineup has. I think one of the biggest pitches he made was in the first to Murphy to record the double play, which allowed him to get to the 19. Great use of the curveball slider change combo, soft contact all day long, just really able to throw strikes early, 13 ground balls, but no hard contact, just kept these guys off balance all day. Yeah, I think any win that we get now is huge, but to continue to stack wins on top of each other is really important for us at this stage of the game. But, we talk about coming in, trying to build some momentum, starting with game one, game two, game three, and then give us a lot of confidence going into Houston, a place that we need to play well. We need to have our starters post up some solid starting outings for us and give us offense. It seems to be maneuvering themselves in a position to put some runs on the board.
Austin Bibbins-Dirks with a great performance, allowing one run in seven innings. He retired 19 straight at one point. He talked to the media afterwards.
The first leadoff homer was not ideal, obviously, but I just had to make pitches. I knew that if I went out there and made quality pitches, you know, it's the same game. Triple A here, it's baseball. You know, you make quality pitches, you can get guys out. It doesn't matter what level, and I was able to do that. That's the most pitches I think I've thrown all year, so it's and it was really hot. I'm from Oregon, I'm not used to that. So it's just had to bear down. Like I said, you know, just came out and he rolled over that first pitch curveball, which, you know, Luke Roy did a great job. We were on the same page pretty much the whole day, and we didn't start using the curveball till about the fourth or fifth inning, and you know, I think that helped. Yeah, you know, it's obviously interleague play, and that they were in first place, but for us, you know, right now being under 500, I think that it's huge coming against a first place team and being able to take a sweep into going into a team like Houston is, you know, with that confidence. And you know, we have Darvish on the hill tomorrow. That's, you know, always a good thing. So taking that confidence in, and hopefully we can continue the roll.
Up next, the Rangers begin a series in Houston against the Astros on Monday.